So that for better or worse, that was my education. I came away with a clear sense of the difference music could make in my own life, in other people's lives, if I did my job right. Which, if you're a singer in a rock band, means avoiding the obvious pitfalls, like, say, a mullet hairdo. If anyone here doesn't know what a mullet is, by the way, your education is certainly not complete. I'd ask for your money back. For a lead singer like me, a mullet is, I would suggest, arguably more dangerous than a drug problem. Yes, I had a mullet in the 80s. Now, this is the point where the members of the faculty start smiling uncomfortably and thinking maybe they should have offered me the honorary bachelor's degree instead of the full bone. He should have been the bachelor's one. He's talking about mullets and stuff. And look, if they're asking what on earth I'm doing here, I think it's a fair question. What am I doing here? And more to the point, what are you doing here? Because if you don't mind me saying so, this is a strange ending to an Ivy League education. 4 years in these historic halls, thinking great thoughts, and now you're sitting in a stadium, better suited for football, listening to an Irish rock star give a speech that is so far mostly about himself. What are you doing here?